AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Amtrak trains started rolling out of Philadelphia again this morning, almost a week after the derailment that killed 8 people. This morning, about 60 people boarded the first train to New York. Almost half of them were reporters and photographers. Our Mike Sistak was there.
For that first train, there was a lot of media attention, so that might have been a little overwhelming for some of the passengers. It wasn't a normal trip. And then you had the mayor there on the platform greeting people, talking to some of the crew, and then he pulled out his cell phone as the train pulled away and started taking some pictures for his own personal record.
Amtrak says its trains are safer now with a speed control mechanism. The train that ran off the rails last week was going 106 miles per hour, say investigators, as it approached a curve. But they still don't know why. Police say bikers are threatening them in Waco, Texas, after the cops busted up a gunfight among rival motorcycle gangs yesterday. 9 bikers were killed, 18 more wounded, and they've now given us a new count of those under arrest, 172 people under arrest. Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says he's amazed no civilians were injured or killed.
In a time where police are getting slammed everywhere across our country, you had off-duty officers that were here, saw what was going on, immediately armed themselves and went to the aid of their fellow officers. These are officers that ran into gunfire to protect our citizens.
President Obama wants the police to look less like the military. He's prohibiting the federal government from providing some military-style equipment to local police and putting stricter controls on other weapons and gear distributed to law enforcement. The move comes after Ferguson, Missouri, and after an interagency group found risk of misusing the items. Police in London say thousands of websites have been busted for selling fake luxury items that include makeup with rat droppings. This is AP Radio News. In Britain, a nurse has been convicted of killing 2 hospital patients. Our Kyle McKinnon's in London with this story.
The nurse, 49-year-old Victorino Chua, used insulin to kill 2 people he didn't know in 2011. He was cleared of a 3rd murder charge. Chua was found to have injected insulin into saline bags and vials for hypodermic injections in a hospital about 200 miles northwest of London. Other nurses who were unaware of the tampering then used the bags and vials with patients thinking they contained simple saline and leading to insulin overdoses. In a letter entered as evidence, Chua wrote, "There's a devil in me, an angel turned into an evil person." Kyle McKinnon, London.
A nurse in India who was in a coma for 42 years after being raped and strangled while working in a hospital has died. Nurses at the hospital took turns caring of Aruna Shambhag for more than 4 decades after her family said they weren't able to support her. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.